AP News, I'm Mike Kempen. President Trump will pay his respects this afternoon to six U.S. troops killed in the Middle East.
The service members died when their refueling plane crashed over Iraq while supporting the Iran war.
It's part of war. It's a sad part of war. It's the bad part of war.
It'll be the second time during the Iran war the president has attended what's called a dignified transfer of remains after visiting Dover Air Force Base 11 days ago. Asked then if he feared having to come back after more deaths.
Oh, yeah, sure, I hate to do it, but it's a part of war, isn't it?
At least 13 U.S. troops have died during the war. The Pentagon has said about 200 have been injured. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israel says it has killed another top Iranian official, which would be the third in 2 days. The Israeli defense minister says Iran's intelligence minister died overnight. Iran lashed out early Wednesday with multiple attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel, using some of its latest missiles to evade air defenses. Two people died near Tel Aviv. Israel has kept up intense pressure on Lebanon, with strikes purportedly targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah militants. Thousands of Iranians have gathered to attend the funeral of top Iranian security leaders.
Iranian state television airs live footage of a funeral procession for top Iranian security official Ali Larijani, as well as the slain head of the Revolutionary Guards All-Volunteer Bajish Force, and others in Tehran. Thousands thronged to the processional as Larijani's body and his son, also killed in an Israeli strike, paraded past on a bed of a semi-truck adorned with images of the dead. People waved Iranian flags at the funeral. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. The U.S. has come up short in its attempt to win the World Baseball Classic.
Venezuela has won the World Baseball Classic for the first time, rebounding from a blown eighth-inning lead to beat the United States 3-2 on Eugenio Suarez's tie-breaking double in the ninth. Venezuela built a 2-0 lead before a roaring pro-Latin America crowd in Miami. Eduardo Rodriguez and lights-out relievers limited the Americans to two hits before Bryce Harper's two-out, two-run homer in the eighth tied it. Daniel Palencia retired the side in order in the ninth, finishing a three-hitter. The U.S. fell short of its second WBC title and first since 2017. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Former reality TV star Jesse Holmes has cruised to a repeat win in the Iditarod, the roughly 1,000-mile sled dog race in Alaska. He guided his team to the victory Tuesday night. He pumped both fists in the air as the crowd cheered him on. I'm Mike Kempen, AP News.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait. Getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.